John Bjorgum and Dune Wilkins from the Pine Tree Players show Mending Fences joining me on the program. How are you doing today?
Excellent, Rob.
Mending Fences. Tell us about the show, John.
It's about relationships, the things between people and the things that don't happen between them or maybe should. It takes place in a ranch in Saskatchewan. People who don't feel that the urban life really fit them. The wife decides to leave, take her son, go back to the city, but not Harry.
Familiar faces plus some new people on stage?
Yeah, there's 9 people in the show. 2 people have been in a fair number of pieces, but the majority of people have been in one little thing, maybe when they were in school, and some people have never been in a show.
I understand that the format's a little different than your traditional Pine Tree show.
Sure, it's called an alley presentation. Some people have called that theater in the round on 2 sides, but you can imagine that if you come into the house, on the left-hand side, you got audience, and on the right-hand side. The result is that the audience is really close to the players.
It's a Norm Foster show. I'm assuming it's pretty funny.
Very funny. Dune and I think that this is one of his most sophisticated and clever shows because although there's a lot of great lines, every character in this show has some issue that they have to deal with. References to abandonment, alcoholism, separation, divorce, all things that affect their relationships. But there's a lot of laughs. So the combination of those highs and lows is pretty neat. The tremendous gift to the production is a number of songs written by Dune. That adds a whole nother element that seemed kind of a bit of an overreach when I first conceived it, but Dune has delivered.
Dune Wilkins, yeah, I mean, where'd you get the inspiration for some of the songs that will be part of the show?
It's a prairie play. These are my kind of people. In this play, the kind of people I grew up with. I have a friend who's got a prairie farm, and I went down there, kind of secreted myself away for a week. And through the day, I just kind of listened to the sights and the sounds and reacquainted myself with the feel of the prairie. So it was kind of my stimulus for writing the music for the play.
I was talking to someone else with the Pine Tree organization, and they kind of described the show. It's not just like you're walking into a theater, sitting down, and you're enjoying a show. It's all about the theme and the setting as you walk in. Is that an accurate description, and how does music play into that?
Yeah, that is an accurate description. It's kind of like you're having a bird's eye view into a living room, and in this living room, all of the relationships. So I'm kind of a traveling raconteur, so in between scenes, I try to deepen the message or provide levity. It's working really well. We're excited about it.
Yeah, so did Norm Foster write an original song here in the script? Or like, did you sort of add that?
No, I really had somebody to live up to. Norm Foster had Bruce Coburn songs in between each important scene. John and I thought, wouldn't it be interesting to write specifically to this play? And so the lyrics and the music are all associated with the specific scene in the play.
Mending Fences, Pay What You Can Night, Wednesday, November the 11th. The show officially opens on the 13th and runs select nights and one matinee as well until the 21st of November. Get your advance tickets at the cellar door or cafe books. Now, before we go here, I understand that you're going to perform one of these original songs for us here, Dune.
Loose Ends. It's kind of the anchor song for the whole show.